Ukraine security issue.
As of May 19, the 85th day of Russia's invasion, its army had lost more than 28,500 troops in Ukraine and more than 8,000 pieces of weaponry and special equipment, according to the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. Russia is in no hurry to retrieve the bodies of its soldiers, while Ukraine, acting in line with international humanitarian law, has kept them in refrigerators for more than 2 months. The enemy forces were reported to have suffered the heaviest losses in the eastern and southern frontline areas. In the Donbas, the Ukrainian defenders have beaten off 16 enemy attacks over the past 24 hours, while the Russian army has shelled 10 villages and towns in the Donetsk region, destroying and damaging railroad facilities and more than 30 civilian buildings, including schools. Unfortunately, there are children among the civilian victims. According to the Prosecutor General's office, at least 231 Ukrainian children have been killed, and 427 have been injured since Russia invaded the country on February 24th. Russia is massing troops and equipment for an offensive on Severodonetsk, Luhansk region. The city is constantly shelled from heavy artillery and struck by air-to-surface missiles. Oleksandr Srug, head of the Luhansk City military administration, said that at least 4 civilians had been killed and 3 wounded in a single day.
В місті дуже складно, у нас не припиняються обстріли. Вкотре була обстріляна наша лікарня, зазнала серйозних ушкоджень декілька корпусів, обстрілюється.
The situation in Severodonetsk is very tense. Shelling never stops. The municipal hospital was shelled again yesterday. It's practically destroyed. The central part of the city is also under fire. A lot of apartment buildings are damaged. As for repair works on the water pipelines, power lines and other critical supply lines, they are practically impossible because of constant shelling. It's very dangerous, said Oleksandr Strug. Civilian casualties were again reported on Thursday from Kharkiv, which the Russian army continues to shell. At present, almost a quarter of the Kharkiv region's total area is occupied, but the Ukrainian forces continue to advance there, liberating more and more villages each day. Although the Ukrainian army is expected to launch the counter-offensive operation, martial law will be extended for another 90 days, according to MP Fedor Venislavsky, a member of the Standing Committee on Defense. As he explained, any offensive is more complex than defense and takes more time, men and firepower and other resources. The Azov port city of Mariupol, site of a formidable humanitarian disaster, is also on the verge of an environmental disaster that may spread far beyond. According to Petro Andriushenko, advisor to the Mariupol's mayor, Russian bombs dropped on the Azov-style steelworks may have damaged the building that holds tens of thousands of tons of concentrated hydrogen sulfide. As a result, the poisonous substance may get into the Sea of Azov as well as the Black Sea, killing all flora and fauna there. Besides, the water in artesian wells is poisoned by thousands of decomposed bodies. But instead of addressing these problems, the Russian occupying authorities are busy shooting propaganda reels. Their TV crews are rubber-stamping fake news reports from Mariupol. In the Ivano-Frankivsk region, western Ukraine, volunteers from the humanitarian center Territory of Good Deeds have already helped almost 1,000 families that fled the war zone and also those who remain there. The center's head, Natalia Pertsovich, says that it needs donations to buy essentials.
Дитячого харчування у нас було дуже багато, на жаль, теж закінчилося. Безглютенове дитяче харчування для дітей з особливими потребами. Безлактозне продукти для діабетиків.
We have run out of baby food, gluten-free and lactose-free milk and food for diabetics. We are working to receive more humanitarian aid. We are in bad need of foodstuffs and we are looking for sponsors, donors or partners in other countries who could send us humanitarian aid. We need foodstuffs, pampers and hygienics, Natalia Pertsovich said. At long last, after almost a 3-year break, a U.S. ambassador will soon start working in Ukraine. The Senate has unanimously voted for the candidature of Bridget Breen, currently the U.S. ambassador to Slovakia. Since the Trump administration recalled Mary Yovanovitch on May 2019, the U.S. embassy in Kyiv has been headed by charges d'affaires ad interim William Thayer and Christina Quinn. On May 19th, Ukrainians worldwide celebrated Vyshivanka Day, honoring one of their national symbols, Vyshivanka, embroidered shirt. The tradition to celebrate Vyshivanka Day on the third Thursday of May was initiated by students of Chernivtsi National University in 2006, when one of them, Igor Zhitaryuk, came to the classes wearing an embroidered shirt. His fellow student Lesya Varenyuk invited others to follow suit. Only a dozen students did so the first time, but every next year the number grew, and now Vyshivanka Day has become very popular with Ukrainians in more than 70 countries.